We pay good money to attend symphony concerts, eat fancy meals in fine restaurants. We pay to watch football and play golf and ride horses. But shelling out money to be terrified? Haunted houses are big business, especially at this time of the year. Welcome to the House of Horrors and Haunted Catacombs in Cheektowaga.
Scary. I was crying. I was all over the floor. I couldn't get up. Like, I was laying on the floor. I went with my two sisters. They went to the other house. They left me because I wouldn't go.
Vina is in good company. Just ask Gino, who works security at Haunted Catacombs.
We've seen people crying, people screaming, people that lose their, not their bowels, but they urinate on themselves.
And to think they pay money for that privilege. But why?
Some of the same reasons people bungee jump or skydive or like roller coasters, I think account for why we have such a fascination with Halloween and haunted houses.
Meet Timothy Osberg, a psychology professor at Niagara University.
About a third of people really do seem drawn toward those kinds of things, toward, you know, liking to be afraid, liking to be scared. And about a third really have all but an affinity. They really actively avoid it. And then a lot of people are kind of in between, sort of enjoying it if it's, you know, in a controlled environment. So understanding that there's individual differences is important.
Okay, consider this psychology of fear 101. First thing to know, sometimes there's strength in numbers. Phil Stevens is an anthropology professor at the University at Buffalo.
It's quite different from going into a fearful situation alone. When you go to a movie, you're prepared to be scared, and the fear is shared among everybody. And that, it's been suggested, that may contribute to the appeal.
Niari Curry is an eighth grader at Sweet Home Middle School. She agrees that fright nights are best when shared with friends.
I don't like being scared by myself. Like, I like being scared, but if I was here by myself, I would be terrified.
Now, there's also a physical force at work when we're terrified. Stress hormones are released. Osberg says adrenaline can mimic the effects of some stimulants that many people crave.
There's a personality dimension called sensation seeking that people seem to vary along. There are some of us who really do enjoy that kind of rush of adrenaline from doing activities that are extreme.
One other factoid about fear, Stephen says we're wired for it, and for good reason.
Fear really is a valuable response to the perception of danger. It's rooted in our evolutionary biology. It developed as a survival mechanism.
But all those screamers who are visiting haunted houses this month aren't thinking about evolutionary biology. It's all about, well, ninth grader Alexia Mast said it best.
I want to experience the scariest place ever, so thought it would be fun, and it is fun.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.